علیہ وسلم. At the days of Jahiliya, they told Nabi, "Innaka bi majnun, you are insane." They disgraced Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on many occasions, not only that, Islam, even with regard to the wife of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just to insult Rasul, even they accused her with adultery. So this has continued, the animosity, the anger amongst this nation against Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Jews just because of jealousy. They expected Muhammad to come from the Arabs, come from the Jewish background, as all the previous prophets were from that background. Just because Nabi came from the Arab background, they stood against Muhammad Rasulullah. Similarly, in the case of Nasara, they did not want to give up their book, the Injil, the Bible, what they follow. When the Quran came, they became arrogant. When it comes to the Munafiqun, or you take the kuffar at large, they were believing on fairy tales. They never knew when they were going or coming. Assumptions became their God, and they went, they stood against Muhammad Rasulullah. When you take the Munafiqun, hypocrites, they used to expose their Islam. They used to speak out that they are Muslim. Quran says, وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ. When they go and meet the leaders of kufr, they say, we are with you. We are with you, do not worry. So whether it could be any of these categories, due to this, due reason, they stood against the pure teaching of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It continued. When we take the West at large, they took all kinds of effort to put their ideology into the heart of the Muslim Ummah so that the value of Muhammad Rasulullah will come out. Which they have achieved. Today we want to talk about paganism. These are just introductions before that. By taking the type of education what we have introduced today. Respected brothers, just a glance. What is secular education? This is what the West introduced. Does secular education plays a role in Islam? Yes. They named it secular. They put into many categories. Each subject, they made that into a university. Done by the West, or the Jews, whatever you call it. But, from an Islamic point of view, these are all part of Islam. Whether it's biology, whether it's geography, whether whatever you call it, these are all in the Quran. Since Allah said, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا. Allah says very clearly how we have designed and created this insan. From a drop of sperm turns into a blood clot, then it turns into a piece of flesh, then the bones, then the skin, etc. etc. Quran continues. They call it biology. Of course, biology is scientific study or life, plants, animals or whatever. But here Quran has spoken. فَأَخَذَ بِهِ نَبَاتَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. With regard to the plantation, the growth, the seed, etc., etc., Quran speaks. So nobody could say this is a Western education. This is what they have introduced to the world. As if they have introduced, but they have stolen from the Quran. Give the different picture to the world. They taught everything, but they neglected, or but they ignored to tell the world who is doing all these things. Respected brothers, when you take the secular system today, the scholars in the international Islamic world are seriously studying and introducing to give this education with an Islamic frame of mind. Whether we like it or not, we have become part of it, we have been to schools, we have come out. But today the Islamic world, alhamdulillah, taking certain steps, because education is something, Western culture is something. Why do you need to mix both together? You want to take education, it is no problem. Here you bring a Western environment, Western culture, Western ideology into the heart. Finally, that Muslim youngster uses the same education to break the orders of Allah. Why is this education is taken to Kitab and Sunnah? Similarly, respected brothers, I will Islam. The same kufr develops a false prophet called Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. In the 19th century, a province in Punjab called Qadian. Before the era, before the time, when the English were in rule, the British Raj were in rule. At that time, Mirza Ghulam himself claimed in his book that his family, even his father Murtaza was a close associate of the British who ruled. Why? Ulama of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, Imams of Hadith, Ulama of Hadith, Ulama of Fiqh, fought against these people at the time when they were slaughtered. Even the father of Mirza was in support of the British rule. Mirza Ghulam himself claimed his book, Noble Siratul Mahdi and other books. He himself claims very clearly the seed of Qadianism was sown by the British allies who supported. Not only that, he goes on claiming they are the people who made me the prophet of the time. When we did our prophet, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we have sent you, O Muhammad, the prophecy was given by Allah Jalla wa'ala. We are the same enemies of Islam. Appoint a person. Develop a group to claim prophethood. This is directly against Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this is how this Mirza came into play. When we look at the very beginning, the first claim what he made was that he says he is receiving wahi from Allah. He is getting revelation from Allah. Then he goes on claiming that he is the great reviver, the mujaddid of the ummah, the reformer of Islam. From his first belief, he goes even further and says that he is Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. And that when he says he is Mahdi, then he claims Isa and Mahdi means one person. In 1901, he claims complete prophecy, that he is the prophet of the Ummah. Then, he is so funny, that he goes even further and says, also he claims that he is the Hindu God, Hindu God. From prophethood, he goes to the level of godhood. Hinduism, that is fine, let it be a Hindu, let it be a Hindu. But he said, brother, these were the false beliefs of Mirza, which is detrimental to the Muslim Ummah, even worse than the Islamic society. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, under the ayah Muhammadur Rasulullah, وَالَّذِينَ مَا هُمْ وَشِدَّاهُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاهُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ Quran says Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ مَا هُمْ وَشِدَّاهُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ And those who are with Muhammad Rasulullah, they are harsh and harsh against the rejecters, against the kuffar. رُحَمَاهُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ But amongst themselves, they love one another, they help one another, they like one another. This is what Allah says in this ayah. Mirza claims in Ruhani Khazain is a book of 8 to 9 volumes which claims the entire belief of Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, written by his followers of the statement of Mirza. So Alhamdulillah, that book is not corrupted. Means all the real information that Mirza claims, it is written in that, so that today we are able to see and to gather how wrong belief that they follow. Now they are realizing that they have done a mistake. But Allah has exposed all the claims of Mirza in that book. Mirza claims in that book, page 207, I think in one way, he claims under this ayah Muhammadur Rasulullah that I am the Muhammad who Allah speaks in this ayah, and I am the Rasul of Allah. And he goes on saying that I am the reincarnation of Muhammad Rasulullah wa a'udhu billah. He goes on claiming that I am the reincarnation of Muhammad Rasulullah who came in the 6th century in the Christian era. And he says, no, I am the 13th century. So I am the reincarnation of Muhammad of Arabia. I am the Muhammad of Qadian. So, oh, people believe me. Follow me. It was the open, that's declaration of kufr from Mirza Ghulam. It's one statement of Mirza sufficient to tell him that he is a kafir from free. The belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah that Allah says in the Quran, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدُ الْرَبَاحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ. Muhammad is not the father of anyone of yours. وَلَكِ الرَّسُولَ اللَّهِ وَقَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. But he is the messenger of Allah. وَقَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Look at the word. The seal and the last prophet. He is the final prophet. Wa khatam. Allah concludes the prophecy by this ayah. The belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah and their ijma' consensus according to all the ulama that anybody claims prophecy of the Muhammad Rasulullah said he is a kafir. But look at this ayah. وَقَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Seal of all prophets. When you take the word khatam, Allah speaks about the word khatam is used seven places in the Quran. One place Allah says, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ. Another place Allah says, خَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَقَلْبِهِمْ. Another place Allah says, خَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Another place Allah says, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Another place Allah says, وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ نَخْتِمُ. Another place Allah says, خِتَامُهُ مِنْ. Another place Allah says, رَحِيقٌ مَخْتُوبٌ. So the root of Qadam, the word in Arabic, used seven places in Quran. All of these seven places, it gives only one meaning. For example, Allah says, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ. Allah has locked their heart and their power of hearing. These are the heart-sick kufur, so that no hidayat will go into these people and no kufur will come out of these people. Allah speaks about the arch enemies of Islam. So what do we understand? He asks them, it is so surprising. In the Quran, seven places Allah used the same word. It means one, that there is a conclusion, there is a dead ending, there is nothing after. How come that you say that Allah says, Khatam al-Nabiyyin, he is the final and the seal and the end of all prophets? How can you say that prophecy is still continuing? It's surprising. The entire Quran gives one meaning, the same word. And according to them, only in this place, the meaning changes. Respected brothers and elders of Islam, the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, complete belief, any person claims property after Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is a kafir, he is out of Islam. And further, when we look into the Quran, that was like Allah says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. O Muhammad, inform these people, indeed I am the messenger of Allah for all of your jamiyan. Understand, jamiyan, completely, till the day of Qiyamah, till the doomsday, the property of Muhammad Rasulullah. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا خَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ. Let us say, Allah says, He has just sent you khafa. Go and get the meaning of the word khafa. Completely, till the day of Qiyamah, a child is born, the prophet of that child, he is Muhammad Rasulullah. When we go a little further in the Quran, وَإِذَا قَالَ اللَّهُ مُوسَىٰكَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَلَا آتَيْتُكُمْ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ. A man with a pure iman, a man with a sound mind, will begin to accept the message of Quran. Respected brothers and sisters, Allah says in this ayah, وَإِذَا خَلَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ, that Allah took مِيثَاق, firm oath, covenant, promise from all the prophets, around 124,000 prophets. There are differences of opinion. Respected brothers, all these prophets, Allah took the oath. Allah says in the Quran, ayah number 87 in Surah Al-Imran, مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُمْ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ, that I have given to you the book and the wisdom. ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ, thereafter a prophet, Rasul, a messenger will come, مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ, confirming that it is with you, that the book which I give to you, confirming لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهِ. If he comes, لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ, that you should bring complete iman to that prophet, وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ, that you should help that prophet. This is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ali ibn Abi Talib, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, they are in obedience. They are saying, وَإِذَا قَالَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ, that Allah took the oath, وَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ نَبِيًّا مِنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ إِلَّا أَخَذَ الْمِيثَاقَ. Whenever Allah appointed any person to be the prophet of the Ummah, Allah took the oath. Allah took the oath. Same ayah continues, قَالَ أَخْرَتُمْ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكُمْ إِسْرِينَ, are you accepting a green to my firm promise? All the prophets have claimed, أَخْرَرْنَا قَالَ تَشْهَدُوا, then Allah says, بَيَا تَسْتَمَنِي وَعَنَاكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِرِينَ, and Allah says, and also with those who bear it. This is the oath Allah took from the prophet. Ibn Abbas and Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu say, whenever a prophet was appointed, Allah took his oath that Muhammad Rasulullah will come to this ummah. If he comes while you are alive, while the book is with you, while your nation is with you, it is your duty to immediately believe in Muhammad Rasulullah. Not only that, Ali ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, that Allah commands that prophet, you must warn and command your nation. If this Muhammad appears amongst you all should follow Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no compromise. There is no second opinion. There is no second discussion. After Nabi, then there is no prophet. Something very insignificant happened. Imam Ahmad Rahimahullah makes the revised narration. ஒன்றே அவர் ஒரு சத்தாபத்தி எல்லாம் எடுத்துச் செல்லலாம் வரை வசல்லம் சொல்லலாம். I make one of my Piyasi Uli Yehudi, one of my brothers trained from the Jew, with Qurayza, from the tribe of Qurayza. فَكَتَبَنِي جَوَامِ عَلْكَلِمْ مِنَ التَّوْرَاتِ. He wrote for me few statements which have broad meaning from the Torah. When Nabi heard, فَتَغَيَّرَ وَجْهُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, the color of the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed. That is how he said, don't you see the face of Rasul? Umar understood that Nabi was very angry. He replied and said, وَجِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولَهُ وَنَبِيَّهُ. And please, faith Allah, and please with Islam, and please with Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a prophet and a friend of Allah. The narration goes, Nabi's anger came down. Nabi said, looking at Umar, a man with strong as Iman, لَوَّطَّحَ فِيكُمْ مُوسَى لَتَّبَعْتُمُوهُمْ لَتَّبَعْتُمُوهُ لَبَلَيْكُمْ إِنَّكُمْ عَدْنِي مِنَ الْعُمَرِ وَعَنَ عَدْبُكُمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Umar Sahabi, if Musa alayhi salatu wa salam comes now, as that Lord started following him, لَبَ لَلْتُمْ, that Lord will go and say, O my Sahaba, you are the portion from the Ummah to me, and I am your portion from the Prophet. A minor thing, Umar never claimed anything. He said, I bought the Jawab from Kalidya. Imagine, Nabi knows the fitna, the consequences. Yet Nabi gives the final verdict, for my share from the Ummah, from the nation, I am your share from the Prophet. There is no nation of yours, there is no Prophet after me. Today this Mirza's claim confirms the prophecy of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at this, my respected brothers. إِنَّهُ لَيَكُونُ فِي أُمَّتِي. Indeed, soon there will be in my Ummah, Nabi said, حَتَّادُونَ قَلَادُونَ فَكَّرْ لَيَرْ. 30 of them, كلهم يزعم والله نبيا, all of them will claim that he is the prophet. وانا خاتم النبيين, I am the seal and the last prophet. Nabi prophesied, people like Mirza, liars, hypocrites, will come to this Ummah and will claim prophecy. So this confirms the prophecy of Muhammad Rasulullah, the seven annahu sadaqa sallallahu, because Nabi has spoken the truth. The second brother, the leader of Islam, it is so dangerous today that Mirza goes on claiming in one stage. He says, that there is no Quran, he rejects the Quran. Now according to them, they have their own Quran called Tazkira. Their own Quran called Tazkira. with all supplications are made. Then he goes on training. That Makkah, that the city of Qadian in Punjab, in India, is superior, more sanctified, more greater than Makkah and the Medina. Then he goes on saying, whatever I am saying, if anybody wants proof, rookies out of it me, and Ruhane Khadain, here his beautiful fairy tale, book, film, is also present. Then he goes on claiming that to attend the convention of Qadiani, currently takes place in UK, funded by the Jewish money, he says to attend the convention of the Qadiani is the greater than perform Hajj. What has he not claimed? So absurd. So some people have the opinion of this guy, this person has gone through some nerves. Because he has to prove. He says, I was Maryam in Ruhane Khadai and I was sick. He claims everything. In Ruhane Khadai he claims that he was an animal, then the reincarnation, he became a woman, then reincarnation, he became somebody. When I heard this, I said the best man to ask this is the PhD in Buddhism. He is the Venerable Mahathir. I said let us ask him. He said very good to ask him. So I had to give a call. I did not say Mirza, but I said a person claiming like this is what is yogi. And because they believe in rebirth, Buddhism, they believe in rebirth. He smiled and said, this man must be something wrong with him. Even according to the super intellect. Then I said, can I have a document written and signed? I'll give you the narration of Mirza. He said, you send it, I will put my stamp and signature on it. Respected brothers, the people who believe in rebirth. So, very interesting part, he says in the book that he was an animal. So I told him that he is saying he is a such and such animal. So he said, what is in a person's heart? Or this was told by the Lama, not there. What is in the person's heart, the final desire? If it's evil, he will be born as an animal. So I said, you are right. So respected brothers and sisters, Mirza has made so much of claim, and the final claim he went to Prophet to attack Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to take out the vision of Muhammad Rasulullah, to take out the life of Muhammad Rasulullah. Respected brothers and sisters, with regard to Nabiyuna Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, wa na'udhu billah, the belief of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ وَمُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. The ayah continues. Allah says, when Allah said, O Isa, إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ, indeed, in this ayah Allah says, O Isa, be raising you towards the heaven. As in other history, when the Jews planned again to kill Sayyidina Isa, Allah took him bodily to the heaven, and the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah under the cry of Allah, وَرَافِعُكَ, we have raised you. The belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah that he is alive by Allah in the heaven and before Qiyamah. The authentic hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is about Allah ibn Maryam, that when Allah sent down Isa alayhi salatu, Allah will send down Nabiuna Isa alayhi salatu wa salam before Qiyamah to this dunya, Sharq al-Damashq, in the southern part of Damascus, and عند المنارة البيضاء شرق دمشق by the white pulpit at the direction of Damash, that Nabi confirms the place, Nabi confirms the country of Damascus, Nabi confirms the place. Not only that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that he will come to this dunya wadi'an كفيه على عجل أجملكين أو كما قال حديث مسلم. He will be placing himself between the two wings of the angels and come to this dunya. The fifth is not a such name is mentioned. The country is mentioned. And before Qiyamah he will be coming. That is mentioned in the hadith. But Mirza goes on saying, عيسى إروها لقدائي. نبينا عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام when the Jews surrounded to kill him, when they planned to kill him, he slowly escaped and ran away. ونعوذ بالله, he came and reached Kashmir. He came to Kashmir. And at the age of 87, Nabiullah Isa died in Kashmir. And he is buried in Kashmir, and he gives the name of city in Kashmir. Number two, he says, if anybody thinks that Isa is raised to the heaven bodily, it is a false belief. Isa died. Nothing, he cannot go, anything cannot go to the heaven's body. Then he says, the Isa who will come to this dunya before Qiyamah, he will be not the exact Isa alayhi salatu wa salam who came before. The Isa who will be coming will be a parable. Will be a similarity to the Isa number one. And then he goes on saying, عَنَ الْقَسِيمُ الْقَوْعُودِ وَعَوْزُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَرْفِهِ. He says, I am the promised prophet, Masih, Isa. His final claim he makes, I am the promised Masih. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, according to Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam coming to this ummah, not as a prophet. He will be coming as a ummati. He will be coming as a imam. Hadith in Bukhari, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will come before Qiyamah. He will break the idol. And Nabi claims he can kill the pigs and etc. etc. So ulama write, we have prophesied Isa will come and follow. That means Nabi Isa will be following the Sharia of Muhammad Rasulullah. If Nabi did not prophesy that he will break the idol, he will fight against these people. The hadith continues, if Nabi did not prophesy and Isa comes and performs, then Isa follows his own shirt. Here, Nabi has exactly shown the role of Isa in this hadith. That means, Isa will come and follow. Isa will come and follow the Sharia of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Nabi has already told. So he is a follower of the Sharia of Muhammad Rasulullah. Respect the brothers and elders in Islam. These were the first beliefs and the slaves of Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. Today the Ahmadis or Qadiani have the same belief. They go on the same belief and they propagate their mission on the same thing. With regard to Masih alayhi salatu wa salam, Isa again claims that he is Masih. I don't know why he forgot to claim that he is Dajjal. Nabi said simply, Dajjaluna kazzabun. Many Dajjals will come to Islam. So here the Mirza is one Dajjal. But the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah, according to the authentic narration, Nabi says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Manbi will be from myself. His name will be my name, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. This hadith continues. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. When we look at any prophet, Nabiullah Ibrahim, Ismail, Nabiullah Musa, Muhammad, they don't have such a big sentence as a name, just one name. Even by name, Mirza cannot come closer to any prophet. Mirza, Ghulam, Ahmad, Qadiani, then his father's name. For a fit of brothers and elders in Islam, if Mirza has made so much claim, he was completely pumped and supported and protected by the West, even today, all the promotion, all the propaganda is done by the West against him. Leave alone all the Sharari debates to one side. Let us have a glance with regard to the personality of Mirza so that the mind could accept. If any brother would have seen the photo of Mirza in this gallery, as Dr. Abdul Razak said in the last convention, that all of y'all are much beautiful, much handsome than this Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. Are you looking? Look like a sheep, a big turban, has a beard, deep eyes, very ugly looking person. The photo is available. When we compare this Mirza, the third, with Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no comparison at all. No comparison at all. I don't know how people could compare. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu said, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rada'atan laysa bil tawil wala bil qatil حسن الجسم أكمل اللون. حديث كبير. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم was very moderate in size. He is not very fat. He is not very thin. He is not very tall. He is not very short. He is a moderate creation. The color of Muhammad Rasulullah, the Anas ibn Malik of his time, أكمل اللون. A moderate color, but very, very dark, not very, very pale. A moderate color, Allah gave Rasulullah.
See the description of a poet, not a hadith. Please understand.
it's a brother, be close to Muhammad Rasulullah. Can this Mirza can ever come close to Muhammad Rasulullah? Take the leader of Muhammad Rasulullah. Mirza himself says in his book called Siratul Mahdi, he replies to our letter saying that his memory power is very short. He has the letter, date, the page, the number, he can show you inshallah. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah says, whenever I chose the Prophet, a person with a sound mind, a person with good intelligence, a perfect memory power, was appointed as a prophet to convey the message of Allah. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, many false prophets came at the beginning stage, especially at the time that it close to the death of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A false prophet called Aswad al-Ansi, another one called Husayrat al-Qassab, who claimed prophethood. At the time of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when Husayrat al-Qassab in Yamama claimed prophecy, immediately, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu dispatched an army under the leadership number one, Ikrima, then Shurahbil al-Hasna, then Khalid ibn al-Walid, mentioned in Bidaya al-Nihaya. His army went to the plain of Yamama. They fought against the false prophet Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. To the perfection of the Iman of the Ummah, he knew that these are virus which could destroy the Muslim Ummah, which could break the unity of the Muslim Ummah. A man with the most of heart dispatched the army to go and fight against. In that battle, 1,200 Sahaba were martyred. Out of 6,200, 700 of them are people who memorized the Quran. 700 Quran was slaughtered to defend the finality of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they completely uprooted Husayrat al-Ansi. Today we are saying 700 Qurans get there. What do we have to do today? A false prophet coming and harming the prophecy of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What should be our reaction? Yesterday, I was in one gathering at Zaira College. A minister, he said, in 1957, they first came to say, Allah knows the truth. Respected brothers, what action that we should take? We are on up. Our Muhammad is final. If we contribute physically, mentally, financially, for the difficult, the finality of Muhammad Rasulullah, the finality of the prophecy of Muhammad Rasulullah. Wallahi, brother, tomorrow is the day of Qiyamah. We will be there in the group of those Sahaba who defended Muhammad Rasulullah for the mission to be completed, to the mission to be conveyed to the poor part of the world. Because Sahaba did not give their life at that day. Wallahi, brother, today, when we would have found difficult to understand the deen. They are lying. They gave the most precious thing what they put in their life. What we should do today? We shouldn't be a nation worth for most. We should make our heart that I will do my best in my life to defend the finality of the prophethood so that I will raise tomorrow in the day of Qiyamah. A beautiful incident. At the time of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Aswad al-Ansi playing prophethood in Yemen. There was a Tabi'i called Abu Muslim Rahimahullah. He was called by the false prophet. Aswad al-Ansi asked him, "Do you believe that I am the prophet?" He said, "I cannot hear what you say." He never wanted to hear, even as a claim of it. Then Aswad asked, "Do you believe that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah?" He says, "I bear testament that Muhammad is Rasulullah." Aswad al-Ansi, narrated in Tahzib, Kunyatul Awliya, with the narration available. Aswad al-Ansi got very angry. He commanded a fire to be kindled, and Abu Muslim, Rahimahullah, Abu Muslim, Qawla Rahimahullah, to be put in that fire. He was thrown into this fire. Wallahi, respected brothers, historians are writing, it is not a fairy tale, the entire narration is there in Tahzib, the book of Hijaz. Respected brothers, elders, Islam, the fire never touched Abu Muslim, Khallani Rahimahullah. Aswad said, "Take him out soon, out of this land, before your followers stand against him." So he was thrown out of here. Alhamdulillah. Wallahi, brothers, these were the Sahaba. When he reached Medina, he sighted the animal outside the masjid, came inside Masjid al-Nabawi. He made his two rakaat behind the pillar. Umar radiallahu anhu saw and came and asked, "Who are you? Where are you from?" He said, "I am from Yemen." Then Umar asked anxiously, "He was a Muslim from Yemen. Can you tell me what happened to that person who was thrown into the fire by Aswad al-Ansi?" Abu Muslim Rahimahullah said, "He needs to Umar." Umar radiallahu anhu asked, "He said, you?" He said, "Allahumma an." By Allah, it is me. Generation goes, brothers. The joy of a person. After the Sahaba defending the finality of prophethood, Umar radiallahu immediately hugged him, started crying out of happiness. So look at this person, took him to the company of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, made him sit between him and between Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq with the Allah said, "Alhamdulillah, alladhi lam yumitni hatta arani." All praise to Allah, who did not give me death until he showed me a person from the Ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah. Who was treated the same way Allah treated the Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. This was for honor. Respected brothers, the same challenge is in front of us. The false prophecy, the false prophet claimed, today, up Ahmadul Hanzi's belief came to an end, Musaylamatul Saddam, his belief came to an end. But it is unbelievable, from 1901 till today, more than 100 years, we are still, the belief of Mirza is continuing by the funding of the superpowers of today against Islam. It is a hypocritical warfare, an ideological warfare, which they launched long time ago against Islam. It is continuing, it will not affect the whole people. It is affecting today, especially the souls of the Muslim Ummah, who are the youth, because they have been promised free education in Western universities, free scholarship in Western universities. They have been promised free sponsorship, promising of. They do matrimonial issue. Not only that, they publish magazines, they publish newspapers, 24-hour TV channel today in UK. People don't know. When you look at their little La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, يقولون بألسنتهم طارئة في they say with their tongue but nothing in their mouth. Respected brothers, they also wear big turbans. They also put big beards, people with kurta. The nation is currently going. This is the challenge what we are facing today. 24-hour TV channel. Today the headquarters in UK. When they were kicked out of Pakistan, at the time of Zia-ul-Haq, they based the head of it in UK. Today they have gone into many Asian countries, Europe, USA, all these African nations. They are able to convince them with regard to the belief of Hajjah. Now in Sri Lanka, all these years it was there, but now we see they are coming openly in the media. Some TV channels they are having their programs. In the newspaper, a few days before, the anniversary of this event. Respect the brothers and sisters of Islam. God also himself boldly put this name. So now they are taking firm proof. This is the time the Muslim Ummah of this country, we should unite. We could be in any profession. We could be affluent. We could be intelligent people. We could be professional. No matter who we are. Under the flag of Islam, we all want La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillah. Today we have, today, a well strong scholarly body as Jamaiyatul Ulama of Iraq, who have passed the open resolution with regard to Qadianism. They have claimed and Jamia has passed their word. Today we all should unite. It is not only Ulama should fight this battle. Every individual who believes in the final prophecy of Muhammad Rasulullah should come together, should unite their hearts, take advisors of Jamaiyatul Ulama, not becoming an emotional nation, raising human rights. This is not what I am talking, respected brothers. We should work unitedly, closely, in order tomorrow we will be raised in the court of Allah amongst the Sahaba, amongst those people who defended Muhammad Rasulullah. Respected brothers and sisters of Islam, respected brothers and sisters of Islam, when you go further, because there is no time if we have to speak about Mirza, even though it is the words seem to be spoken, but now the need is there. Nakul Kufri Lekha Vikavir, a person narrates that the Kufr is like this, this, this. It doesn't mean that person or people listening are happy. It is the usul of Sharia. Just to conclude, before the conclusion, that Mirza said, my death, in Ruhani Hazrat Farid Siyatul Mahdi, my death will take place مکہ اور مدینہ. ٹھیک ہے, مائنڈ ایکٹیویٹی کے مکہ اور مدینہ. اللہ برادر, اللہ نیور ایور ایفیکٹ ہی ڈائز arriving in somewhere in Lahore. You know where he died? He died in the toilet. Wallahi brother, he never ever got an opportunity, leave alone dying in Makkah or Medina. He never ever got the opportunity to visit Makkah or Medina. So it's also in my heart to learn from the sage of Rasulullah, Hadith in Bukhari. La yadukhulu al-Masih. Shajjal will not be able to enter Makkah and Medina. There will be seven doors in Makkah and Medina. By every door there are two angels of God. So this is also Nabi saying, Sajjalun Atahun. Many Sajjals will come to this one of them. Even today, Qadianis are not allowed even to enter any Arab nation. The whole Muslim Ummah has isolated them. But they say that they are not Muslim. If they want to practice their religion, they can practice as a separate religion. Don't come and claim anything from Islam. For some brothers, good intelligence will ask, why you should? Maybe some of them will say, only today we heard who is Qadian. Why you should stand against them? Respected brothers, if you take any other religion, Hinduism, Buddhism, they promote their religion. Islam stands against them completely. That's a different thing. But today, why are we speaking so hard against Qadianism? It is lying. Telling false in the name of money. It is like selling alcohol in the brand of Zamzam. It is more worth, it is more disastrous than a person openly claiming his super. Here he claims the Quran, he uses the peace, he uses the name of Muhammad Rasulullah, he uses the verses of the Quran and try to eat the Ummah. That is the very reason today the entire Muslim Ummah at large, the Aima of the world, as far as the verdict that they are talking, you are not allowed to marry them. Today, in Panagura, Nigambo, Ayan Kulanaba, and some other parts that are on the road to Sandy, Patiala, there is a mosque on the main road. There is a mosque on the main road. Written, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, today even they bring people from Pakistan and get them married in Sri Lanka. A complete network happening frequently. They are demanding their rights by the government. That's why the whole issue has started to separate them from the Muslims. They are not Muslims. They cannot have no place. They are Adam, not Allah Adam. It is haram for us to marry them. Whatever they have slaughtered, it is haram for us to eat. Their death cannot be buried in our graveyard. This is the opinion of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah. They are kafir. They are murtadun. How are you marrying them? You cannot even inherit from them. It is a death to inherit from. Respect your brothers and sisters in Islam. Why few things Mirza explains with regard to us. Mirza goes to the level of things in Ruhani Azai. Those who do not bring Iman in me, they are awladu zina. They all are born in haram. He goes on saying, in Ruhani Khazad, those who stand against me, all those men are wild pigs, and their women are dogs. Maulana Yusuf Tujan, Rahimahullah, Allah's grave, still in grave, like who was martyred, who was killed by the enemies of Islam. After his writing this, he says, Allah, I don't want to write this, but I want to justify the message, the false belief of Mirza. That is the very reason that even I am uttering this thing. Some of the properties I would like to share. Mirza Ghulam had a fellow, Muridun. His name was Bashir Mansur Muhammad. Mirza, that my wife is going to give birth to a child. My wife is going to give birth to a child. Then Mirza said, I'm summarizing the incident. Mirza being the prophet, prophesied, and he said, that your wife will get a beautiful baby boy. What he said? Your wife will get a beautiful baby boy. But Allah Jalla Wala, who is he challenging with Allah? Allah gave that lady a baby girl. People ask Mirza, oh Mirza, you are too sick. Then he will get a baby boy. He said, don't you understand what I said? He said, what I said, in the future, she will get a baby boy. The historians are writing, when Allah's baby died, all this baby girl, she never ever gave birth to anything. Here, Ruhani Khazai is mentioned. Properly that brother, he goes to the father, he becomes more insane, and he claims that from the property he prophesies, like Rabbi prophesies, there will be within three years, there will be the most of transportation from Mecca to Medina by sitar, by slave. He prophesied that in 1902 he prophesied that there will be transportation of slaves from Mecca to Medina. And in 1905, came 3 years after, there was no grave in Mecca and Medina. Today, how many years? Over? From 1905 to today? Over 100 years. See, there is no grave from Mecca to Medina. So come and see what Allah did with him. this Ghulam Mirza had a child, was his fourth boy was born, he named him Mubarak Ahmad. He named him Mubarak Ahmad. And he claimed he is also the next prophet person, promised personality. He had a very long life as if this child is sent to him from the heaven. But before even this child reached the age of puberty, this child died. People started blaming, accusing Mirza for his claim. Then he said, no. After 1 month he claimed, no, I'll be getting another chance. He prophesied, Allah told me, inna nubashshiruka bi ghulamin aleem. You will be getting a very powerful child. And he will be in the place of Ahmad Mubarak. This was his wife. He will be in the place of Mubarak Ahmad, sorry. Then after a few days, again he says, I have been prophesied, and I have been getting an intelligent child. The historians are concluding the discussion. Say, Allah never ever gave any children to Mirza Akhara. So which will prove the false prophecy of Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani? Respected brothers, who are in this gallery, convey the message to our sisters. When we are involved with our worldly activities, who listen to the media, who read the paper, they are the people. We should educate our children today about this false prophet. To do a contribution is very, very foundational level. Convey the message of false prophethood to all the people. Those every Muslim brother who you know, who you do not know, convey the message of the danger of this mission of Qadianism or Ahmadiyya, whatever we call it. We have raised our children with the IT background. Nothing wrong. We all have the freedom to use the computer, go into the internet. But brothers, the danger is certain. There are sites all in Islam, Islam's only part, there are thousands of sites by Qadiani, by the Shia, by the modernism that is good. These are detrimental to the Iman of our Sheikh. They need to go study IT, use the internet, we don't say no. But before that, give them the right guidance, right advisor. Tell them what is disastrous, tell them what is right. Because, brother, there are sites which I have seen for the sake of research I have gone through. Very difficult to say that it's a Qadiani site. They will not speak about Mirza. You will read. After reading so much, then they start the discussion of Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. By that time, Gunahullah, mind would change. It is we who should use certain things, what is given up by the West. We are supposed to develop them. We are supposed to be in the front line. But now they have developed, but it comes with a poison. We should learn ourselves and our children forward. Take something from the waste. A beautiful example. That was 100 Muslims. Nabi was being Mashura with the Sahaba. Salman, Farati, Persia was the superpower at that time. He gave the Mashura, Ya Rasulullah, when back in Persia, when we fear the enemy, we used to take the trenches. We used to be the stranger. Nabi took the Mashura of Salman Khan. So all of our lives, there are certain things introduced by the modern world. As long as there is no harm, as long as you can even use that to promote the deen of Allah, you are welcome. But make sure that we should not fall into the same trend what he had done. That we should make sure, that we should be careful. With this, I conclude my words. May Allah Jalla wa'ala make up from those who follow the orders of Allah, follow the life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep us sound mind in our iman, in our ikhlas. Give us istiqama in deen until we meet Allah Jalla wa'ala. Thank you.